Jeremy, Katie, and Josh in the morning.
Mix 100.
This is by far the most favorite story of the day here for the hype. Ace Hardware all of a sudden has a growing reputation on TikTok. Not for being the place with the helpful hardware folks, but I guess for the place where you can find some bomb arse frozen pies.
What?
I guess
if you've been to an Ace recently, they've got these freezer cases there filled with take and bake frozen pies that you cook for yourself in the oven. And all these TikTokers are saying they've become a viral sensation. There's 20 different flavors. And one of the videos on it recently has about 1 million views, which is pretty darn good.
Yeah, absolutely.
Here's a dude talking about it.
They sell pie at Ace Hardware. It's like the AutoZone seafood boil, but even better. Blackberry, apricot, blackberry, blueberry. I'm going to go strawberry rhubarb.
Oh my God. I'll do it without whipped cream first. Palate cleansed. Perfect bite. Oh my God. No way. I've had many a strawberry rhubarb pie in my life, and this one has a perfect amount of tang. And the texture... it's almost like pudding. I'm at a loss for words. This is probably one of the best pies I've had. Go to Ace Hardware, I guess, and get your pie.
I had no idea.
They're big
in the pie game.
I mean, I knew Home Depot's got the hot dogs.
Ace had the popcorn. They always
had
popcorn.
But the pies.
And if you're wondering, Jer, how much are those pies? Yes. Well, you can wander in. They're about $19 each.
That's it?
For a slice or
20
a
different
whole.
Varieties.
Okay.
Best news ever.
That's really neat.
Make my way to an Ace.
Well, this makes me happy. Paramount is expanding the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles franchise.
Yes!
They've got 30 Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Turtle
power.
We have to.
There's a new 30-episode CGI animated series that's going to debut on YouTube later this year. There's also 2 new books planned. And... oh, Mattel. You know how I am with the Mattel toys, right? That's the He-Man people. They actually scooped up the Ninja Turtles franchise. So there's going to be new toys and new merch coming out all about the Ninja Turtles. And on top of it, Paramount's opening turtle-themed pizzerias in Santa Monica, Monterey, and Sao Paulo later this year. You shut up!
That's just... I love your hype today, Jeremy.
It makes me so happy.
You just got the best stories. Like, I am so grateful that this next generation gets to experience the turtles because that was just,
I still have all of mine. Just saying.
Beautiful.
Just saying. How do we feel about Ella Langley? Do we know much about her? Country girl.
She's a good singer.
Number one on the Billboard Hot 100 right now and just announced as the new face of American Eagle. Are they already giving my girl Sydney the boot?
Wow.
No.
I think
literally the boot. Literally the country boot here with Ella Langley. She says, I have photos growing up wearing American Eagle shorts that my mom bedazzled herself. Whoa, same. What are the odds? She says American Eagle was the first pair of denim I loved. Anyway, she's got this laid-back, outdoorsy lifestyle, that vibe, and it still defines her today, she said. So she is the new face of American Eagle. I didn't know much about her. I looked her up. Super cute.
Yeah.
She's super pretty.
Yeah.
So it seems maybe a little more wholesome than Sydney Sweeney, so maybe that's why they're going that direction this time, because everyone freaked out.
They sure did.
Over Sydney. All right, I got one more thing for you. A new poll out there this morning saying that 1 in 5 Americans would like to live on the moon.
Oh.
On the moon.
No, thank you.
No, thank you.
I don't want to be one of the first. Figure it out.
Yeah.
Give it a couple years, and then I'll come join
you. Okay, all right. Settle down.
Okay,
Jeepers,
so I'm just saying it.
This is all in the news because Elon just said that SpaceX is shifting its focus from Mars for a little bit to a moon base. He says he wants to build an actual city on the moon, and that's way easier than getting to Mars right now. And then he's going to do like some sort of satellite system, so you got internet and everything up there, and then Starbucks is gonna fly in some venti lattes, and you get a Target up there.
You know what? We should let Elon go figure it out, right? Like, let him go up there, get everything
ready.
I'm saying.
I paid for this.
Exactly, and I think he's a guy who likes to figure things out, right? Like, he seems like the kind of guy who, when he was younger, he would take something apart and put it back together. He's
sure,
one of those.
Absolutely.
So I think this is just right up his alley. Like, we'll give him a job, go figure out the moon, and we'll see you soon.
Yeah.
Right?
I might. Yeah. If it's safe and you can get up there and back, no problem. I think that would be great.
I'm on board.
Great. Yeah, I think it would give you a greater appreciation for humanity, I guess. If you're out in the vast openness of space and you're looking down at this little blue marble, I think it's going to make you appreciate where you live a little bit more and realize how tiny you are, too. And all the nonsense in your head and everything that surrounds you, not that big a deal.
Yeah.
Because there's a big old universe out there.
Sports!
This is such a crazy story. So we all know that the Seattle Seahawks ended up winning the Super Bowl this past Sunday. And that Super Bowl took place in California. Now, that's a huge deal because California right now, their taxes are so high on just playing games there that after winning the Super Bowl, Sam Darnold has to now pay $71,000 just for being there. It is an unbelievable story.
Who's Sam Darnold?
Sam Darnold's the starting quarterback of the Seattle Seahawks.
Okay, good. I'm not a sports guy. So.
No, you're good. No worries. I understand that. So it's not just him. A lot of these players are going to end up with a net loss from the bonuses and things that they receive. And we have a little bit of more information here on what exactly went on.
Get ready for a lot of numbers, you guys.
The winning team, each player gets $178,000. In other words, the Super Bowl isn't a part of their salary. And because the game was played in California, and California has a jock tax, they look at duty days. So each team spends 7 days in the state of California, and they pierce your regular salary at 3.5%. When you take into account he got the $178,000 plus his overall salary, he has to pay the state of California for spending 7 days there $249,000. It ends up costing him $71,000 to go play in California.
Okay, so yeah, like you
said, the only thing I got out of that?
Well, let me guess.
Yeah. That's the one I picked up too.
Yes.
Could you repeat all those numbers?
Yeah, no. So we don't need to, but the only thing that you need to know is he had to pay $71,000 out of his own pocket just to win a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
That's crazy. There should never be a Super Bowl in California again.
I mean, that tells you California taxes are out of this world insane. We should send those to the moon too.
Now, okay, he is in the middle of a $105 million contract, so $71,000 ain't that much to him.
He's gonna be fine,
but that
still.
Is crazy. I mean, think about just because you spent 7 days there. Come on.
That is crazy, Putty.
That's absurd.
Crazy.
Okay. That is crazy. That is so
look,
crazy.
Now you have a drop for the rest
it's
of your
so
life.
Insane.
You have a drop for the rest of your
crazy
life.
Crazy and insane.
You sure do. Okay, Jeremy and Josh.
What?
Do you think they would still call it a kangaroo on the run if it was hopping away? That's this next story. Okay, literally, police chasing a kangaroo at Highlands Ranch. Oh my goodness. His name is Charlie.
Huh?
Yes. Okay, so there was a kangaroo on the loose in Highlands Ranch, and that is actually inaccurate because he's a wallaby, if we're being completely honest. He's internet famous. His name is Charlie, and he lives in Denver.
Like the wallaby.
Denver, I know. It's amazing. Like, he got loose out of his house where he lives. Like, he is a wallaby in the suburbs. This is just
that's
fantastic
legal?
To me.
I think
absolutely
so, because they're
legal.
Smaller,
what
right?
does a wallaby run? How much?
I don't know how much they cost, but this couple in Highlands Ranch in the Denver area, like, they got this little wallaby got loose and started hopping around the neighborhood, and cops were called because they're like, is that a kangaroo? And sure enough, they came face to face with this little wallaby. He was brought back in the house. So they got him back in the household where he's from. His owners were feeding him snacks and everything. And everything's fine, but the video's pretty great because you get the body cam footage from the officers who showed up to the house.
That's funny.
The officer even said, he's like, this is going to be the highlight of my year. I just know it. Like, we're only in February, but I can tell that this is it. They got him back in the house with his favorite snacks. You know what a
Dunkaroos?
Wallaby likes? No? What? Oh, that's a good guess, though.
I know, right?
Mango slices.
Oh, same. Aww. Maybe I'm a wallaby.
So cute.
Wallabies run between $2,000 and $6,500. For some reason, the males are less. This is generally $3,000 for a male, up to $6,500 for females.
Well, I'm sure the females, because they can produce more so that they're more valuable. But, oh my God, I could get a wallaby?
You can.
Is
if you got extra, you can get $3,000.
I could fit a wallaby
in my
apartment.
You can scrape that together?
Easily.
I could
get you
put
some
a wallaby
mangoes
in the apartment. But he is so cute.
Well,
again,
hold up. Housing needs. They require significant space, preferably a large, secure outdoor enclosure with warm, draft-free shelters.
Oh, yeah, we've got the
little
dog park.
Well, you walk 4 miles a day.
I know. I mean, could I walk a wallaby? How cute would that be?
I think you probably
could. Oh, my goodness. I want to go walk Charlie. I want to just walk him around the block.
Hello, hoppity, hoppity, hop.
I'm Charlie the Wallaby.
He is, like, again, internet famous. If you go follow his Instagram page, you can see all the little adventures Charles Chuck the Wallaby gets in out there in Highlands Ranch. But, yeah, nobody was hurt. The Wallaby's just fine. And he's resting at home, as the officers say. I just loved that. It's so cute. Michelin news here. The previously, so are you familiar with the Michelin stars and everything?
I am.
When it comes to food.
Yeah, absolutely.
So previously, the guide only covered Denver, Boulder, Aspen, Snowmass Village, Vail, and Beaver Creek Resort. But now they announced yesterday that the Michelin guide is going to cover the entire state of Colorado. This is really good news for us. So they inspect each restaurant several times a year, but getting a star isn't easy. If you're not familiar, it's like anonymous Michelin star people who go into restaurants undercover.
Sneaky, huh?
They're undercover, and they try their menus over and over again and decide if they hit the...
How do I get into that?
So the stars, what you mean to be a person?
I want to be the undercover steak eater.
No, that would be absolutely fabulous. So,
look into it. Let's do it.
We'll have to look to see exactly how we get to be one of those people, but only 9 restaurants in Colorado have been awarded a star, and only 1 restaurant in the Centennial State has received 2 stars. So there is that.
Okay.
And this is some news that kind of came, broke last night, really, the Glenwood Caverns Adventure Park.
They I've have taken the kids there.
I know. And they've got to file Chapter 11 bankruptcy. So, yeah.
Is that the one? That is the one, right, where the swing goes over the canyon and then back in? Yeah, I didn't do that one.
I mean, it's a big deal.
I
in Glenwood Springs, it's their biggest attraction, essentially, or one of the biggest attractions. But as of yesterday, they looked in and the, you know, a park appeared to be running as normal. Tickets still available for purchase on the website. But Chapter 11 bankruptcy means that things are in the process of having to shut stuff down. So we'll keep
That's
our eye on
bummer.
This. It's such a bummer.
I did do the Alpine slide thing that they have there.
Yeah.
That one was fun.
See, I've never done any of that stuff. I always go to the hot springs when I go to Glenwood. But like everyone I've talked to about the story is bummed that they're shutting things down.
Yeah,
but
that's a fun little spot for families.
Yeah, for sure. Especially like the middle of the state right there.
That's a bunch of duty days, isn't it?
It is. But that's your local stuff.
Well, gosh, Katie, thank you.
You're welcome.
That was an abrupt end. I thought you had more.
Do you want me to go? I can give you more.
Give me one more so I don't have to play Morgan Wallen.
Okay. So the Colorado Kennel Club Dog Show.
Yes, there it is.
Denver's Dog Show returns this weekend. It is the 125th annual show running tomorrow, Saturday, and Sunday at the National Western Complex. So did you know it is one of the oldest 10-year dog show events of its kind in the United States? So
that's so cool.
It's been going on for a minute. Yes.
Literally, because there's so many dogs there.
So many dogs. They've got vendors. You can watch the dog athletes as they handle, compete in rally, obedience, flyball, barn hunt, and dock diving competitions.
Barn hunt?
I have no idea.
Found it!
Sounds fun, though. Sounds fun. And again, going on all weekend at the National Western Complex.
All right. Very good. Now that's the way you end it.
There it is.
With some fur babies.
Okay.
There you go, guys. There's your mile-high hype this morning.